KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night, a lot of postponements and cancellations due to the weather conditions, but there were some soccer matches played around the region last evening. In boys soccer, Riverside posting a 4-0 win over Clarinda Academy. Abraham Lincoln outdueled Lewis Central 2-1 in double overtime. Also, West Central Valley had to go to the shootout to beat Creston 1-0 last night. In girls soccer, it was Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey coming up with a 3-0 win over Creston, while St. Albert defeated Denison by a final of 7-1 in girls soccer. Former Iowa quarterback Jake Rudock is joining Michigan as a graduate transfer and is expected to compete for a starting job this season. Rudock immediately becomes the most experienced quarterback on Coach Jim Harbaugh's roster. Rudock made 25 starts at Iowa, and the Hawkeyes were 15-10 in those games. Last season, he passed for 2,436 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions, but he was listed behind C.J. Beathard on the depth chart in January. Rudock received a waiver from the Big Ten, even though there's really nothing in existence like that. The Big Ten normally requires transfers within the conference to sit out a season. After Michigan held its spring game on Saturday, Harbaugh said quarterback Shane Morris was the leading candidate to start. Morris served as Devin Gardner's backup in the last 2 seasons, making 2 starts. Iowa receivers coach Bobby Kennedy calls his group a work in progress. Tavon Smith is the leading member of a unit that must replace Kevontae Martin Manley and Damon Powell from last year's team.
The thing that I'm, you know, very confident in saying is that we have some guys that can make some plays. We'd like some more big plays, so if they're listening, we'd like that. But on the other hand, too, Tavon's been a big play guy.
Kennedy says the receivers have been working this spring on being more physical,
particularly from a blocking point of view in the running game. When I looked at the cutups and even throughout the season, was disappointed in how my group executed a number of aspects in the run game, and so that's one thing that we've been working hard at, and that's where I think the toughness comes in.
Kennedy's been working to improve the speed of the receivers since joining the staff after the 2012 season, but he says being a good player goes beyond what the stopwatch reads.
What scouts are looking for, what NFL people are looking for, is when they turn on the tape, is a guy blocking? Is he tackling? Is he making catches? Does he have too many drops, et cetera? And a lot of times we get wrapped up in those numbers, like, you know, what does Tavon Smith run in the 40? And when people turn on the tape, whether you're a player or a coach, do you stack up?
Iowa will mark the halfway point of its spring practice schedule with a practice tomorrow at Valley Stadium in West Des Moines, with their spring intra-squad scrimmage coming up in a couple of weeks. Well, the NCAA says Ohio State quarterback Braxton Miller committed a minor violation of its rules when he posted a picture of himself on social media with health care and nutritional products, but he will not be penalized. Ohio State reported the incident to the NCAA, which reinstated Miller's eligibility without any conditions. Miller missed all of the Buckeyes' championship season last year after shoulder surgery. He is expected to play this fall after rehabbing through spring workouts. Jordan Spieth has continued his hot streak by flirting with the lowest score in Masters history. Spieth birdied 8 of the first 14 holes and finished with an 8-under-par 64 that puts him 3 shots ahead of Charlie Hoffman, Justin Rose, Jason Day, and 45-year-old Ernie Els. The 21-year-old Spieth was challenging to become the first player to shoot a 62 at the Masters until he bogeyed the par 5 15th. He closed with a birdie to cap off his exceptional round. Russell Henley and Sergio Garcia are 4 strokes back and 1 ahead of Webb Simpson, Paul Casey, Ryan Palmer, and Bill Haas. Phil Mickelson shot a 70. Defending champ Bubba Watson and Rory McIlroy posted 71s, the same score that 65-year-old former Masters champ Tom Watson carded. Tiger Woods showed improvement but failed to take advantage of ideal scoring conditions at Augusta yesterday, carding a 73, a 1-over par total that puts him 9 shots off the pace. Spieth has won, finished second, and lost in a playoff in his previous 3 tournaments. He had a share of the lead entering the final round of last year's Masters before Bubba Watson pulled away for the championship. Round 2 set for today at Augusta. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Edinson Volquez dazzled for 8 innings in his Royals debut. Lorenzo Cain made a pair of spectacular catches after driving in a run. And Kansas City beat the Chicago White Sox 4-1, finishing a season-opening sweep on Thursday. Salvador Perez added a 2-run homer. Kendry Morales also drove in a run, and the AL champion Royals improved to 3-0 for the first time since an opening sweep of Detroit in 2008. Volquez allowed 4 hits, including Alexi Ramirez's RBI single, invalidating the $20 million two-year deal that he signed in the offseason. Volquez struck out 5 while walking just 1. Greg Holland came on to work a perfect 9th inning, picking up his second save in less than 24 hours. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Detroit downing Minnesota 7-1. Cleveland beat Houston 5-1. Texas beat Oakland 10-1. And it was Toronto topping the New York Yankees by a 6-3 final. In the National League, just 3 games yesterday, it was Cincinnati downing Pittsburgh 3-2. The New York Mets doubled up Washington 6-3. San Francisco topping San Diego in 12 innings by a 1-0 final. Also in interleague play yesterday, it was Boston beating Philadelphia 6-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball, the Iowa Cubs and the Omaha Storm Chasers both got their seasons underway yesterday. For Iowa, they were on the road, and they fell in their opener 7-4 to Memphis. For Omaha, they were a 10-inning winner yesterday in their opener. Storm Chasers beating New Orleans by a 10-6 final. In college basketball news, 7 players that helped Kentucky post a 38-1 record this season and reach the Final Four are gone. They've all announced that they're leaving school early to enter the NBA draft. 7-footer Willie Cauley-Stein, twin guards Andrew and Aaron Harrison, and freshman forwards Carl Anthony Towns and Trey Lyles all said that they'll be turning pro. Joining them will be reserve center Dakari Johnson and backup guard Devin Booker, leaving the Wildcats without their 7 leading scorers from this season. Confirmation they were leaving school was more visual than verbal. Coach John Calipari asked those who were leaving to stand up. After they all looked at each other, they stood up to applause in the practice gym before answering some questions. And Duke says freshman Jahlil Okafor will enter the NBA draft as expected. Okafor led the Blue Devils to a 35-4 record and its 5th national championship, a 68-63 victory over Wisconsin in Indianapolis Monday night. The 6'11 Okafor was both a preseason and postseason AP All-America selection. He averaged 17.3 points and 8.5 rebounds and shot 66%. He's the first ACC freshman to be named the league's Player of the Year. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.